The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
All right. We got a lot to get to. Going to be a fun day. Let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At my name, Jong. At Degenerates975.
You right there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, he's just sitting there having to fix his microphone.
Fix what Barry broke.
Which, and is Barry sick? He's probably got germs all
is
over that
Is he sick?
Thing.
He didn't tell me he was sick.
He didn't sound good today, so I don't know if he's sick.
Maybe
he put the leprosy on there. So
great.
Regardless, when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. So what are the odds? Going to be a fun show.
Percent 84.
Yeah, I'm gonna go just 83.5.
Okay, that's about right.
Yeah,
we're seeing things the same way.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a really good show. So. Last night, I ran into an old friend of ours. We went out for a dinner at that rustic place. I got to tell you, the food there is fantastic. If you get a chance, go check it out. And then we stopped off at our neighborhood bar and ran into our buddy Sean Pendergast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hung out with him for a couple hours last night.
How's he going?
He's doing well. That's doing really well. So one of the good dudes in the business.
Yeah, nice guy. Question.
I have a beef, though. Can I get... Not with him.
Oh, man.
I have a beef with Sylvester Turner.
Your boy Sly?
Yeah. Do you follow him on Twitter?
Nope.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. Here's what he tweeted out today. As a at U Houston alum, which I don't think is an actual Twitter thing. Maybe it is. I don't know. Houston native and
It is. That's the University of Houston.
Okay. All right. So as a U Houston alum, Houston native and the Houston TX mayor. You know, all caps, who I've got. I'm talking about Army, UH. Our military defends our freedoms, but the at UH Cougar FB defense is ferocious. I don't mean to be disrespectful or anything, but I did watch every UH game this year. Ferocious is not how I would describe that defense.
No.
In fact, I would describe it as one of the worst in Division One.
Yeah, that's
ferociously bad.
I think he's just making up stuff. He's doing like what politicians do.
So that's what you just make things up now. And I get politicians are supposed to go out and talk about their teams and talk about things like that. But can you not make stuff up? that's just fake news. That is patently false. Ferocious.
Yeah, they ferociously gave up 488.5 yards per game. That's good for 124th in the country.
ferocious.
There are five worst defenses, though.
Okay.
You were incorrect.
Oh.
Georgia State.
Okay.
489.5, so they were 1 yard worse.
That damn 1 yard every time.
San Jose State, 495.1.
Okay, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Illinois, 508.3.
That's really bad. But at least they played some decent teams in the Big Ten, so I, you know.
Oregon State, 536.8.
That's bad.
And who did I say had the worst defense in the country all year long? I mocked them relentlessly.
I don't remember.
The UConn Huskies.
Oh, yeah.
617.4 yards per game.
Give up 617 yards a game.
That's wild. They're 130 yards worse per game than UH, and UH is the sixth worst in the country. So,
but would we call that ferocious?
That's not ferocious. I mean, there's just so many stats that say Army's the side. I mean, first and foremost, UH is missing their two best players.
Yeah.
You know, they won't have their quarterback and they won't have their first round draft pick on defense, Ned Oliver. Do you know who the number one team in the country in time of possession is?
Yeah, it'd be Army, right?
It's Army. Mm. Do you know who's dead ass last in the country in time of possession?
That might be University of Houston.
How ironic is that? They're matched up. 1 versus 129.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a matchup. I didn't mean to start the show with UH Army.
Football handicapping.
It's just I kind of felt like I saw that tweet and I'm like, are you serious? And I didn't look to see if anybody replied and said, dude, mate. I mean, but all right, I get you got a city to run.
Oh, yeah, he's got to put on for his town. That's,
you know, don't act like you've been paying attention.
Yeah, let's not talk about ferocious defense.
Yeah, that's a bad look, sir. John, you've watched all these UH games. Did you see anything ferocious?
I really didn't watch any games.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I'm on that Bryles.
Oh, you're on a self-imposed ban.
See, I didn't go as far as he did. I didn't buy any gear or go to any games, but I watched every single one of them.
Well, because we've got to talk about them sometimes. Well, yeah. Not that much, but
no. And if they had been, you know, if they hadn't sucked so badly on defense, if they'd been a little more ferocious,
right,
then there'd be a lot more to talk about.
That's true.
So,
yeah, that ferocious defense gave up 52 points the last time we saw them against Memphis.
Yeah, that was there's nothing ferocious about giving up 52 points. And it was all on the ground,
yeah.
If you recall. Memphis just decided after that first half where the guy had thrown two picks, it's like, you know what, we're just going to run the ball because they can't stop it. And that was it. Blew them out in the second half. That's what we saw of them last time.
Jong and I are both off to a 1-0 start in the Gal pool.
UAB. UAB
got us to the window last night.
I'm off to a 1-0 start on my actual gambling for the week.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's good.
I also was on the UAB train with you guys. That was easy.
So we both did a good job there. And Jong and I are also the first two to get our NFL picks in. And Jong actually beat me to the punch on one. He took Atlanta +2.5.
Yeah, I like
right when the news that Cam Newton was going to be out.
So what is it? What is it now?
It's now Atlanta -3.5.
I still like Atlanta at -3.5.
I do too, but yeah, John got a really good number. I'm on the under in the Minnesota Detroit game, which just feels like a team, a couple teams who are just going to run their heads into the wall and not do much of nothing. But yeah, that's a good play by Jong.
I will give you mine in a few minutes. Right. I can tell you that the Army UH under is my college play.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really a factor in this contest because I've sucked this year. This has been my worst year ever, and that's okay. I still have time to bounce back and salvage some things here. But as far as just outright betting, for people who say, oh, you guys never talk about when you lose. Nope, I've lost my ass this year. Not embarrassed to say it. It happens.
I started out the college basketball season just horribly, but I think I've won like 13 of my last 16 or something like that in college hoops. I got a nice little tear going, and I've just been playing way less volume. And,
yeah.
Like I'm playing one or two games a night, and it's really paid off for me.
I think that's been a big problem for me this year is I've played more games than I usually do, and it's not I mean, that's just not where I'm at my best. And where I've made money this year, I did pretty well on CFL. I've done very well on hockey with spot plays, not playing a lot of them. But really, everything else is just college football and NFL. I'm both under 50%, and that's just not good enough.
Damn.
You can't win like that. That's called losing.
Yeah, I'm not even going to jinx it. So I'll talk to you after bowl season and after the NFL playoffs. But right now, profitable.
Good. Now,
not profitable enough that I can guarantee I'm going to stay profitable after postseason play. But yeah. I'm profitable in both right now.
It's funny because last year I got to December down significantly and then rallied to be up. I had a great December, and this year I'm not going to have a good enough December no matter what I do, unless I just start betting way more than I want to, and I don't do that. So, just going to take an L for the year and move on and reevaluate, do some self scouting. And go from there.
Are you actually going to take a look in the mirror?
I'm going to take no, because I really don't want to see myself.
Okay.
I know how I look. It's not good. And that'll just make me feel even worse about myself.
Okay.
Why would you want me to do that?
Well, I don't know.
What do you think about UH basketball against Utah State? 5.5 is the number.
It's close. I bet against UH the other day, and they... I got paid for it.
St. Louis was what, 7.5, 8 points? Yeah, yeah. I almost bet St. Louis on that one.
Yeah, but UH is tough, man. I'm not going to want to go around fading them all the time. So, it's just that's a good number. It's a stay away from me for sure. Nick says, "How are you so good at betting college basketball and you hate watching it?" I don't hate watching it. I just don't love watching it. But I watch a lot of it because it's an investment. You know, I'm trying to make money with college basketball. I don't watch it because I like it. I watch it because I want to get that dough.
You like that money?
Yeah. So if I had to watch, bad movies and review them for a living, then, I mean, I guess I'd watch bad movies.
But WNBA handicapping?
I have no interest in it. And The only reason I do college basketball is because I've found that I'm good at it. I found that I've got a recipe that's somewhat successful over the years. I mean, would I much rather be a good baseball handicapper? Sure. I mean, I would prefer that, but I'm just not. So I just stick with what I'm good at.
You know, I bet you'd be pretty good at WNBA handicapping just because I bet you not a lot of people pay attention to that.
I probably could, but it's also I don't know because I don't ever try to find it, but I would imagine it's hard to find those games. I mean, I say that, but then somehow I can find Patriot League college basketball.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I could probably find it if I needed to.
It's one of the reasons why I like doing CFL is they don't pay enough attention to the lines, and if you do some research on it, you have an advantage.
It's just like small-time basketball.
Right.
I mean, nobody's looking at, Pepperdine basketball, and you usually pick something up off of that.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5
and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. I have a story, but I think I want to save it for 5 o'clock because I want to wait until there's probably fewer kids in the car.
Okay.
It involves a sex island.
Ooh.
And it's a real thing, apparently. So.
Well, that's good.
I think we will save that for 5 o'clock. Did you see the idiot Fresno State fan who broke his leg celebrating the Las Vegas Bowl by running on the field.
No. Good for him, though. I was celebrating that one, too.
I was celebrating it from a financial standpoint.
Yeah, I didn't break my leg, but I mean, I did.
Who rushes the field in a bowl game? Unless it's a national championship.
That seems odd.
Yeah. But, it happened. That's why you don't jump on the field, guys.
That's it.
So, I was looking at the NFL playoff stuff. If the teams that are favored win, 8 of your 12 playoff teams will be clinched by this week.
Okay.
So, now, I don't know that favorites are
going to win. I don't think all the favorites are going to win.
Yeah. But the Texans will clinch a playoff berth with a win, a Ravens loss, or if the Ravens lose to the Chargers, they'll clinch a wild card.
Okay.
So, and the Ravens are 4.5-point dogs to L.A.
So far, clinched for the playoffs are Kansas City and the Chargers, Rams, Saints, and Bears, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's 5 of the 12. And how many did you say could clinch this week?
8. You could have 8 of the 12 spots set.
Okay, so 3 more. You said the Texans are 1.
Yeah. Texans could get in 1 of 2 ways. If the Ravens lose, and of course they're dogs, then the Texans are in at least as a wild card. If the Texans win, and they're not favored, because this was about if the favored teams won, but the Patriots are 13-point favorites over the Bills. They win that, they clinch the East. Cowboys would clinch the East if they beat the Bucks. They're a 7-point favorite. And they said the Texans would clinch if the Ravens lose to the Chargers. Chargers, 4.5-point favorites.
Okay. The Seahawks can clinch one, I know, this week. There's a few scenarios. A win plus a Washington loss or tie.
Which seems likely.
Or a win plus a Minnesota loss, which is, I guess that's more possible. But Washington does seem likely. But Seattle's got a win,
right,
which is not a given.
Yeah.
But if you can clinch with a win and a Washington loss in week 16.
Then you just worry about winning.
Yeah, just win. Eventually they're going to lose.
Yeah.
And then the Cowboys can clinch the NFC East with a win.
Right. Which I fully expect them to do.
I would expect the same.
Even though as bad as they looked last week, I just don't see any way they don't take care of business here, win the division, and then go on and lose in the first round to somebody. So 713-780-ESPN. 432 asks, what did you guys think of John and Lance's impressions of you this morning?
I didn't hear them.
Didn't hear them.
Can we find those, John?
Yeah, I'll look for it.
Did you hear it?
No.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I'm sure John was making fun of me for drinking fancy beer.
Autumnal mead. You're an autumnal mead guy, apparently. And, I mean, there's any number of things you can make fun of me for, so.
I actually like fruited mead significantly more than autumnal meads.
Oh, climb on, brother. Just keep climbing. I know you saw a story, and I hadn't had a chance to get to it. It's been here for a couple of days. We talk about people stealing packages and what you would do. And this NASA engineer went way too far to try to catch crooks. He basically had all these cameras in there in the box, and he had a glitter bomb with fart smell. You saw the story, I'm sure. Why would you go that far to do it? It would be easier? Just get a box, and when they open it, dog poo just flies all over them.
Yeah, but then you got to deal with dog poo, and that's gross.
Well, no, the dog poo will be on them because they open the box.
Yeah, but at some point, you got to...
Well, there's dog poo all over the neighborhood because people don't pick up after their damn dogs.
That's true.
So all you got to do is go and scoop it up and stick it in the box.
That's true.
And then spray something really gross on it on top of that, like vinegar.
Yeah, maybe you're right. That would be pretty
fun. And just have a thing and have it set to where you have one of those little devices where they open it and it pops, boom, right all over them.
Okay.
And then we put them in like every house for an entire block. And you'll get somebody.
Somebody, for sure.
Yeah. Now, of course, you tell your neighbors, unless you don't like them.
Right.
Just let them know, hey, this is not it's not a real box. We're trying to cause some trouble here. Since apparently it's illegal for me to have a robot who will shoot anyone.
Right.
That's illegal, even though they're stealing from me. Or having a crossbow.
Right. You remember
with a poison dart.
I wanted to, when my car got broken into last time, I wanted to sit, you know, right down the block from my car and let it get broken into again and then shoot somebody in the leg.
Yeah.
But apparently that's illegal.
Yeah. The things you can't do. I thought about, you know what, if I'm not sleeping at night, why don't I just, I'll be a neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
And I'll wander around with a rifle and just kind of hide, right? And then if I see somebody sneaking in to, oh, I don't know, steal some bikes or maybe steal a box, then I will shoot them.
Yeah.
But apparently that's not legal either. Our laws are a little bit messed up. That's all.
It's garbage.
You know, it's funny because this time of year is especially bad. And I saw a guy while I was driving in, I saw a guy in broad daylight trying to go grab a box, and I stopped and honked at him, and he ran off.
Dude, I just don't get it.
But,
you don't even know what's in that box.
No, like most of the time when we get stuff, it's like cat litter. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Like it's the dog food gets delivered to my house.
Yeah.
Toilet paper, Kleenex. Like, you're not always getting a Christmas present.
Oh. Steven says, I like to put my 8-month-old's used diapers in a box and leave it for a porch pirate.
I'll be honest, though. I haven't had much, and knock on wood, I mean, you know, like where I live, it's not a problem, but I see a lot of it,
man. Yeah.
It just seems crazy.
Well, I guess it seems worse. I think the worst thing I ever did was get on that next door thing.
Yeah.
Because all you see is break in and this and that and police called. And it's like, ah, man. And you also see some stuff that I think some of my neighborhood people are a little racist.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie. Let's try a phone call. Travis, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports gentlemen.
Sports, good sir.
Hey, it's not really what are the odds, but what do you think the suspension's going to be for Kareem Hunt? And if it's over a year, do you think he'll run up to the CFL and play? I'll hang up and listen, guys. Take care. Merry Christmas.
I mean, doesn't the CFL
honors, they honor whatever NFL suspensions.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be able to play in the CFL, especially they're a lot harder on domestic violence dudes than the NFL is. I don't think it's going to be a year.
I don't think it'll be either. I think it'll be 4-6 weeks after this year.
And
so then
somebody will take a chance on him. And, you know, but the CFL is not an option for guys who are suspended here. So.
All right, guys, not too late to purchase your Rockets Holiday Pack, starting as low as $149. Two different 5-game packages to choose from. The Holiday Red Pack guarantees tickets to see Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, and the in-state rival Dallas Mavericks. The Silver Pack has great seats available to see Kawhi Leonard and the East-leading Raptors, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the NBA champion Golden State Warriors, and more. Take advantage of the Rockets Holiday Family Special Wednesday night. That's what's tonight, John? That's tonight. It's tonight when the Rockets take on John Wall, Bradley Beal, and the Washington Wizards. You can still get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and a family holiday photo with Santa Clutch or some live reindeer starting as low as $89. After you and the family open your gifts from Santa, come celebrate at Toyota Center. The Rockets face Russell Westbrook and the OKC Thunder at 2 o'clock on Christmas Day. And then go to rocketshop.com for exclusive holiday retail specials Monday and Tuesday. Oh, no, actually, Monday and Tuesday are passed. We're throwing that out. The Kids Club All-Star packages are still available, though. Membership includes 2 tickets to a Rockets home game, and now you can select the Christmas Day game versus the Thunder to take your kid to as part of the Kids Club All-Star Package. Spread the holiday cheer this season with Rockets tickets. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get yours today while they're still available. Poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 6'5 Mexican guy here. I've run around the neighborhood at 9 p.m. and I've made the next door app four times as a suspicious person. Yeah, the one that drove me nuts is there's this old guy in our neighborhood who's there all the time. Nice old man, and he's usually pushing around not a shopping cart, but he's got a little cart that he pushes around. And I don't think he's homeless, but he just hangs around the neighborhood. And somebody posted on there a couple weeks ago, suspicious character. It's like, he's really suspicious. Yeah,
he's a hobo.
He's just a nice old man who wanders around the neighborhood who I've talked to a couple times. Yeah, that's suspicious. Come on. Oh, 713-780-3776. 409 asked, with the year coming to the end, who would you say is the Houston Athlete of the Year? I'm actually going to write something like that for Sports Map Christmas week.
Okay.
And I would, we had to vote on that. Did you get to vote on the Houston Sports Awards this year?
I was sent a ballot and I didn't vote.
I wound up voting.
I gave Glenn, he asked me for my top five, and I gave him my top five.
Yeah, I didn't vote for Fan of the Year because I don't know any fans.
No.
I didn't vote. I did vote for the high schools. I asked Matt over at Vipe who to vote for on that because that's what they do. I think I voted for Collegiate Player of the Year. I voted for De'Aaron King.
Okay.
I think, you know, he was fantastic this year. And I can't remember, I think manager of the year or coach, I voted for Kelvin Sampson.
Okay.
Kind of little UH bent there, but I also very deserving for what they did last year and what they're doing this year. I can't remember the other ones. I think for philanthropy, I can't remember who I voted for, but it was somebody, another off-the-wall kind of choice that won't win.
Well, who were your top three Houston athletes?
Well, they don't really do that on there.
See, then what was Glenn asking me about? He was asking me for something like that.
Hmm.
But I told him, I want to say I said, I know Bregman was one of them. Verlander was one.
Yeah, I think just off the top of my head, I'll probably do Houston's 10 best athletes of the year. Those guys would clearly be on the list. I think JJ would be on that list. I don't know. It's funny because Jadeveon Clowney made the Pro Bowl.
I said Verlander, Harden, Bregman were my top three.
Okay.
And then he said, who would be the next two? JJ, question mark. I said 4 or 5 would probably be DeAndre Hopkins and Chris Paul.
Yeah. Although JJ's been really good this year.
He has.
And it is 2018, so it didn't affect last year. So I might take him over ahead of Chris Paul. I don't know if Ed Oliver makes my list this year because he didn't play enough.
Nope.
Again, I would probably put De'Aaron King on that list. I might even put Rob Gray on there from last year.
Yeah.
Because he was pretty amazing for them. But that's about it college-wise. So 713-780-ESPN. You got any action on the bowl game tonight?
I don't think so. I keep looking at Ohio, and I'm not going to pull the trigger. San Diego State's just... it's not my style of team. Like, they're boring to watch. They're gonna grind, but they're probably gonna get the job done. So I'll end up staying away. But
I think I'm liking me some Marshall tomorrow, though.
I love me some Marshall tomorrow. So I'll wait for that one to take another shot.
Just drop to 2.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I may jump on that now then.
Let's try a call. Michael.
Yeah, let's take a call while I get some action in.
Yeah, exactly. So, Michael.
Hey, guys. Been a loyal listener since y'all on the lunch hour. Appreciate y'all putting on a great show, for
thanks,
sure.
Man.
I'm in a fantasy football championship this weekend with a pretty good bit of money on the line. What are the odds I to start Jared Goff against Arizona over Ben against New Orleans? I'll hang up and listen.
I think I would start Goff.
You would start Goff?
Yeah.
I would start Ben. Ben, I just did my fantasy rankings, and you'll see those tomorrow on Sports Map. But I think I've got Roethlisberger ranked 3rd or 4th this week.
The way that Saints defense has been playing, and I know Goff's not playing well, but it's freaking Arizona. He's got to put up some points. But, yeah, that's a –
The problem is against Arizona. I mean, it seems like it'd be the Todd Gurley show.
Yeah.
Run clock and get out of there. I think that was one of the factors that I liked about Ben was I assumed that Ben's going to be involved in a higher scoring game.
Oh, Saints better play better offense than they did the other night for it to be high scoring. But yeah, I might lean Goff there, but yeah, I would also just if it's that big a deal, trust your gut.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like Ben's going to go in there and put up some points, go with him. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. I want to thank you for leaving a hockey shutout on the bench last night.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself about that. I'm so mad at myself. Well, I forgot to set my lineup yesterday, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, because
I had two goalies from the same team in the game.
My team has sucked all year. Last week, I lost to Holly.
Ooh, that's shameful.
That's about time to pack it in. So, and this week I'm playing you, and you have the best team in your division. I think the best team in the league right now.
The best team, yeah.
And so I'm just thinking, well, if I can get out with a 5-5 this week and then start beating up on people next week. And Monday night, I look up, oh, shutout. Good job. It'll be hard to match that.
Then you look at my team, and I had one.
And then 5 minutes later, your guy finishes off a shutout.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, great. So.
Yeah, and then I left a shutout on the bench last night. So you've actually got a 5-4 lead on me. So you're in the catbird seat, Fred.
Well, my entire season now rides on the Philadelphia Flyers.
Is that good?
Well, they brought up their stud young goalie that's the future of the franchise. I don't think he's ready, but they brought him up, and so I nabbed him. And if he turns out to be the future of the franchise now, my goaltending will be good enough, and I'll be back in the mix.
Okay.
If he turns out to be a donkey, which is probably more likely, and then next year you'll pick him up and it'll be great.
Probably.
Then I'm kind of
screwed. Seems tough to be a rookie goalie. That just seems
And it's funny because they talk about this a lot on NHL networks. Like it takes goalies longer to develop, and it's like, well, if they're that good, why not? And the idea is if you can be 19 years old and score 45 goals, why can't you have a 19-year-old goalie who can make stops? I mean, it's not like the hardest thing in the world. I mean, it's the most impactful position. But so hopefully he'll be good. If he's good, I'm going to salvage the season. I will rally, and I will be a factor.
Okay.
If he's not, then I'm going to be sitting here at 500 all year long and making four moves a week, every single week, just like I'm doing now.
I like seeing you make all the moves.
But I'm almost healthy now, which is big. And I stashed a couple guys on IR that people dumped who will help me. So I'm not giving up yet, but the loss to Holly was disheartening.
Your team took that poorly.
Yeah. I think we had to have a closed-door meeting after that.
And it wasn't friendly talk, you're
No,
saying.
It wasn't. It was, listen, you little bitches, you better start playing. We can't lose to a team that doesn't even set its lineup.
Yeah.
It's an embarrassment to God and everybody.
Can't have that.
No. So, for somebody who spends as much time on this as I do, I'm really awful at it right now. Oh, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So I'll give you my my picks for the little contest here.
Okay.
Army University of Houston under 60 is the number I'm seeing right now. I don't know how they're scoring 60 points.
I don't either.
In that game. And the other game that I'm going to take is your Minnesota Vikings -5.5 at Detroit.
Okay.
Those are my plays for the contest. I don't know that right now, I'm not even sure I'm going to bet.
Oh, you'll bet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I bet last night and won. So I think tonight I'm going to mess.
Just throw something
I'm
going to
mess
there.
Around with some ponies tonight and see how that goes. And then if I rebuild my account a little bit. I'll start firing again on Thursday. Well, I've already got my Marshall bet in.
Okay.
So yeah, okay.
You're betting.
I'm betting. Shame bell on me.
That's all right.
It's a disease. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. It's only a disease when you lose.
That's when you feel it. You're like, oh, this is what am I doing? Why do I keep doing this?
Exactly. All right. Well, if I've made a mess of my betting this year. Do you think? No.
Not your betting. Oh, you've made a mess of your betting. I thought you said your betting.
Betting.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, my betting.
What were you doing in your bed?
And
you made
I
such
need
a
to,
mess?
But I need to clean it up. And
oh,
I was never mind.
Yeah, I took bedding as bedding, like your sheets,
because you always your mind always goes to the weirdest places.
Yeah,
you always assume the worst in human beings.
I really do. Well, if you made a mess,
wagering
with your floors,
is that better?
If your floors are a mess, dirt-free, these are your guys. The holiday special, your floors and upholsteries, they're starting to get beat up. You're about to have people over for the holidays, or you know, when they're out of there, they're going to tear up your carpet. So you want to take advantage of the holiday special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100, plus a free speed dry. Nowadays, the sleek, lighter-colored fabrics and carpets are in, but you got to keep them clean or they look beat up. Get dirt-free carpets fall special. It's 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. 281 Dirt Free, go chemical free with dirt free carpet. They're not using soaps. They're not using the unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. It's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for dirt free carpet.
We ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. I can't read that name. What is that name on there?
Medina?
That's what it looked like.
Medina.
Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, Medina.
I got it. Sports.
Hey, quick question, man. I'm in the championship in all three of my leagues for fantasy, and I actually have Christian McCaffrey in all three of my leagues. What are the odds I can trust this guy with Cam Newton being out?
I think he gets more of a workload. He's my number one back this week. So, you can't get away from him either way. Like, it's not like you're going to bench Christian McCaffrey at this point in the season. So, I think he's going to be good, but he's also a player that you can't possibly sit down unless he's hurt. So,
yeah, I can't imagine you'd have another option on your roster that isn't worth considering.
So, you might be going like, oh, well, do I want to play him or...
Unless you're in a six-team league where you have Zeke Elliott and Alvin Kamara.
Right. I guess that's a possibility, but the odds are, if you've got Christian McCaffrey and you've made it to the championship game, that you don't have an option on your bench that's really appealing. Even with Cam Newton being hurt, it's not like you're going to suddenly play Peyton Barber over Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I really wish I had hit that Falcons number when I looked at it yesterday because
me too.
They had said that Newton is going to play. Even though he's hurt, but there's no reason for him to play.
Right.
So it was at some point they were going to come to their senses, and obviously they did. So.
Yeah. It pushed that number, pushed that number through the zero and through the three. That is a and now I don't know. Maybe it's an overreaction now at 3.5. But the Panthers. The Panthers are coming off a cover.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
They just covered against the Saints.
It's hard to give them much of a chance without Newton, though.
And also, their season's over now.
Yeah, there's nothing to play for.
So,
except lose a couple more games, get a better draft pick.
That's it. But, yeah, I would ride Christian McCaffrey till the wheels fall off.
All right, let's do one more call. Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how sports.
Good deal. I want y'all's opinion on something. I'm a diehard Cowboy fan, and more or less, what's y'all's opinion on, first I'm going to give y'all my opinion on what Dallas needs to do to get to the Super Bowl. And I think this year they could, if Dak could play quarterback the way he should be able to, in my opinion. I think if they had a better coach or a better quarterback coach, I honestly think that he could be a good enough manager quarterback to get us there with the fact that the Cowboys finally have a defense like they have. They haven't had one like that since as long as I've been watching them. But what's y'all's opinion?
I think
it's Jerry Jones.
My opinion is this. Of the teams that are likely to make the playoffs in the NFC, I want Dak less than any other quarterback. So let's assume Drew Brees is making it. Let's assume
I'll take him.
Jared Goff's making it.
I'll take the Jared Goff from earlier in the season. I don't like this Jared Goff.
I'll take this Jared Goff over Dak Prescott. I'm just saying, if you get your an average game from Jared Goff versus an average game from Dak Prescott, which would you prefer?
I don't like the way he's playing right now.
That's fair.
So
let's say you're probably going to get Russell Wilson.
Much rather have him.
And you're probably going to get Kirk Cousins and Mitch Trubisky. I'd rather have all those guys than Dak. I'd probably rather have all those head coaches than Jason Garrett. I really like the defense in Dallas. And obviously, they've got a good running game. But I just think almost every head coach and every quarterback in the NFC are preferable to what Dallas has. And in the playoffs, I want the best coach and I want the best quarterback. And that's usually going to take you a long way.
And I just think they're up against it. And I think they'll have a home game, obviously. And then to have to win twice on the road, going to whether it's L.A. or whether it's New Orleans or both or Chicago or any of those places, I just don't like their chances of winning three games in a row.
Which, by the way, I mean, that's sort of my same take is on the Texans. And I like Deshaun Watson more than I like Dak. But I guess the one exception would be if the Ravens make the playoffs. I'd rather have Deshaun than Lamar Jackson or Joe Flacco at this point. But every other possible AFC playoff team, I mean, Patriots, Chiefs, Chargers, Steelers, Colts, I'll take their quarterback over Deshaun. So that's one of the first things I look at when I'm saying who do I think can come out of this conference? Who do I think can make it through the playoffs? It's usually the best coaches and best quarterbacks, and I don't like Dallas's chances in that situation.
Yeah, and it's funny because they did the Pro Bowl stuff and Andrew Luck didn't make it. And I'm kind of going, wow, how did Andrew Luck not make it? Then you look and go, well.
You know what? Tom Brady shouldn't have made it.
Probably
Andrew
not.
Andrew Luck was better than Tom Brady this year.
Probably not. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to fault him for putting him on there.
Well, and we talked to
Pat Mahomes and Phillip Rivers. You're going to put him on over those guys?
Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
I would put him on. It would have been those two guys and Andrew Luck for me.
And the thing is,
I would have left Tom Brady off.
He's going to wind up going anyway because
one of those guys won't play, or one of them will be in the Super Bowl.
One of them will be in the Super Bowl, most likely.
But we had talked that day, if I'm not mistaken, about Christian McCaffrey and how he's probably going to make the Pro Bowl. And then he didn't make the Pro Bowl. So there was a few guys who it was like, man, really? This guy, it just seems, you know, it seemed to me like he was a lock, and then he ended up not on the roster either. So the running backs were Gurley, Saquon Barkley, and Zeke Elliott. All good. I think I probably would have put McCaffrey in over Saquon Barkley.
But, yeah.
You know.
Nothing wrong with putting him in there, though.
But it was a tough year, man. A lot of guys have had good seasons.
Yeah, and especially early on, all the offensive numbers that were being put up, guys were having really good years. I think it's I think the right. I wonder if Clowney deserved to be on there. To be frank,
I think he did. Yeah, I was more wondering about Bernardrick McKinney.
Yeah,
and I mean he's had a good year. I didn't think of him as like, you know, one of the best inside linebackers in the league, but he's had a solid year. But either way, that made four Pro Bowlers for the Texans, which is, if you'd asked me, will the Texans have over under 3.5, I probably would have taken the under. So it's solid that they were able to get four guys in there.
Yeah, I think McKinney surprised me a little bit. If you'd done this 3 weeks ago, I bet Kareem Jackson would have made it.
Probably so.
But his last few weeks have not been nearly as good as he was playing earlier in the season. But, yeah, four's pretty damn good.
Yep, and you have to assume that DeAndre Hopkins was a unanimous.
Yeah, no way he doesn't make that thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just, you know, Clowney, I was really sold on him when they drafted him. And, you know, now that you're having to, you're talking about a contract and everything else, he's explosive at times. But, boy, there's times when you know, he'll just disappear for long stretches. And I just wonder if he's really that good. I mean, he's talented. He's got a ton of skill. I just don't know, as a football player, how if he's ever going to reach what he should be.
I'm wondering what they're going to do with him in the offseason. That's like my number one, the most interesting thing about the Texans this offseason, even more than I think the draft and getting new cornerbacks and new offensive linemen. I really think what they do with Jadeveon Clowney is the most intriguing thing.
Well, and
because he's going to be hard to replace if you do decide to go away from him.
Well, I guess 2 years ago, I would have said, well, you know what? You still got Whitney Mercilus, who's a really good pass rusher. And if you can, you know, I would franchise him and trade him and get something for him. But Mercilus hasn't been that good since he's come back from the injury. He's had some moments. But I who else? Well, suddenly it's you're all in on J.J. Watt, who great healthy this year. But that's your only guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, and then if you're going to get rid of him, that suddenly becomes a need in the draft, which last time I checked, you got to get a tackle.
Yep.
You got to get corners. So you can't fill all that in the draft.
You know what you can fill?
Do I really want to know
your
this?
Your wife's
That's
naughty
disgusting.
Her drawer where she keeps her sleepwear. It's give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all on Christmas. Soft, silky nudie sleepwear available exclusively at pajamagram.com. The nudie's pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. It's more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of nudie's pajamas is so comfortable that you're both going to stay occupied well into the evening. She's going to love the feel of wearing next to nothing at all, and you're going to love the way she looks in next to nothing at all. Best of all, you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed, and they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you're risking nothing. Thousands of dudes just like you have made their loved ones happy by giving them these nudie's pajamas, and you can too, but you got to hurry up because last year they sold out before Christmas. Don't be left without the gift. Here's what you do. It's easy. Go to pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
So you can drag me through hell.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.